Welcome to PM. As criticism of government agencies goes, today's independent review of how the Agriculture Department has handled the live export trade does not pull too many punches. The department, it says, lacks the basic expertise to detect when animal cruelty is being perpetrated, and even when problems are discovered, a culture of fear and cover-up prevents them being properly dealt with. But critics say that on the question of what to do to bring about changes, the report is tepid, failing to go as far as previous reports, which have already recommended fully independent oversight of animal welfare standards. Here's political reporter Tom Iggledon in Canberra.
The Moss Review was never going to be able to gloss over major issues in the regulation of the live export trade after disturbing images emerged last year of sheep starving on the overloaded Awasi Express, climbing over each other to reach food troughs, and revelations that some 2,400 sheep died of heat stress on the boat during voyages to the Middle East. Agriculture Minister David Littleproud says it's not good enough.
I'm disappointed that we have a culture within the department where there are people who feel they are too scared to come forward and report incidents, and there are further investigations that I have ordered, and please explain I've ordered of the department, that we will continue on further investigations to ensure that culture reset is undertaken as quickly as we possibly can.
Heading the 31 recommendations is the establishment of an Inspector General of Animal Welfare within the Agriculture Department.
And their job will be to review the independent regulator's ability to investigate and prosecute any breaches or any incidents, and to also make sure that they can help in the full implementation of those 31 recommendations.
The report also recommends the establishment of a specialist animal welfare unit within the department, along with a new post of regulatory officer.
Who will be within the department to make sure that the culture, the regulatory culture of the department is maintained to the standard that we expect.
Shadow Agriculture Minister Joel Fitzgibbon says the recommendations would merely reinstate a Labor-era system that former Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce then dismantled.
Barnaby Joyce abolished the position of Inspector General. He abolished the Australian Animal Welfare Strategy. He abolished the Animal Welfare Unit in the Department of Agriculture, and he sent a clear message to the regulator that the industry shall have an unqualified green light. That's why we saw horrible events like the Awasi affair.
The report said nothing. Didn't single out Barnaby Joyce or any former Agriculture Minister.
The industry's welcoming the recommendations. Former Labor Trade Minister Simon Crean is chairman of the Australian Livestock Exporters Council.
We accept the fact that we have to ensure that we don't have another incident like the Awasi. We have to ensure that we are leading in the way in which animal welfare is ensured, and we're proud of the way in which we have approached this problem.
But there was also a note of caution when he was asked on the ABC News Channel about whether there'd be an extra cost to the industry of a heavier regulatory burden.
We hope not. Obviously, in terms of the cost recovery aspect, we want transparency about what the measures are and how they're, the effective costing of them.
Those sorts of responses are raising suspicion among animal welfare activists. Lynn White's the Director of Strategy at Animals Australia, which uncovered many of the abuses in the live export trade.
They were implementing standards that were science-based. The trade would no longer be commercially viable. So if it is independently examined and those standards are put in place, we will very quickly see a transition to a carcass-only trade.
And she says the report's ignored a previous recommendation from the Productivity Commission to establish an animal welfare agency completely separate from the Agriculture Department.
On the basis of protecting the interests of animals and setting a right example internationally, we should be saying it doesn't make sense to transport live animals halfway around the world simply to be slaughtered.
If, though, that the trade does continue to be viable, do you think the idea of an Inspector General and a new branch within the Agriculture Department solely devoted to animal welfare will help?
Well, it certainly doesn't give us confidence. You know, even the Australian Productivity Commission last year in an extensive report on the regulation of Australian agriculture said that an independent Office of Animal Welfare needed to be set up outside of the Department of Agriculture because of that obvious possibility of capture, which we've seen time and time again.
Animals Australia's Lynn White, Tom Iggledon with that report.